The IFRC and International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, are providing food, water, shelter, and healthcare to millions of internally displaced people, refugees, and host communities affected by the unfolding crisis in Ethiopia. At a virtual joint news conference yesterday, ICRC's head of delegation in Ethiopia, Katia Sorin, said her organization needs additional funding to keep providing essential and life-saving assistance to people affected by the war in Tigray.
The ICRC is scaling up its response and presence in Tigray, launching a budget appeal for 20 million Swiss francs. We will do so while maintaining our humanitarian activities in other violence affected areas of Ethiopia as per our national program. This is very important for ICRC to continue implementing our mandate and activities as previously planned.
The war in the Tigray region, which erupted in early November, has affected some 3 million people, according to the Ethiopian Red Cross Society. The violence also forced tens of thousands of refugees across the border into neighboring Sudan and Djibouti. Sorin says part of their work is to reunite separated families who cross into Sudan and provide health services in refugee camps inside Sudan.
In eastern Sudan, ICRC works with the Sudanese Red Crescent to respond to the restoring family links needs of refugees from Tigray. We will also assist two health structures and the Kassala Teaching Hospital, one of the region's referral hospitals, to enable them to continue to provide adequate medical care to host communities and incoming sick or wounded refugees without being overwhelmed.
John Roach is the head of Country Cluster Eastern Africa for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. He says the conflict in Tigray is struck at a very bad time when the entire region of the Horn of Africa is struggling with multiple challenges.
It's a confluence of crises which are mutually exacerbating and continues to unfold in the eastern Horn of Africa from a region on a scale that we've rarely seen in decades. There are more than 22 million people severely or what we would call severely food secure across the region of Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, South Sudan, and Sudan. And the prognosis over the next months is not great, as we fear droughts, a drought. So these numbers will only increase.
Roach says the situation is further exacerbated by the invasion of desert locusts in Ethiopia, Uganda, and South Sudan, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic.
Our emergency appeal seeks a total of 27 million Swiss francs. This will enable the IFRC to support the Ethiopian Red Cross, the Sudanese Red Crescent, and the Djibouti Red Crescent to deliver humanitarian assistance and recovery support to some 660,000 people, internally displaced refugees and host communities, for a period of up to 18 months.
Roach says the IFRC urgently needs the funding to carry out disaster risk reduction, livelihood services, and to provide basic services such as water and sanitation. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.